welcome again to I've Got a Beatles podcast, one of the stranger episodes we've ever done. I'm Chris. Dave is not here. And this is our first ever on-the-go mobile episode. We're in a car on July 10th, 2016. And why we're in a car is because we've just seen Paul McCartney in concert at the... What was it?
U.S. Bank Arena.
Arena.
Yes.
In Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm here with Brenda Hensler.
Hello.
And in the back seat is my lady friend, Hillary Hensler.
Hello.
And if you scroll, if you're on my Facebook page, if you're a Facebook friend of mine, go to my Facebook page. And if you scroll to the 10th, you'll see a video of these two singing along to Paul McCartney. Now, I've been promising to get Brenda on the podcast for a long time. You know, I was born in 1973, so I wasn't alive during the Beatles time.
Yes, right.
But you were.
I certainly was. I was 16 when they first appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, and I couldn't wait all day long. I was crying and so excited. I remember the day quite well, waiting for Ed Sullivan to...
Didn't you say that your mother was concerned about you?
Oh, yeah. My mom and dad were both real concerned about me with those long-haired kids from England. And what did I think about? Why did I want to watch them so bad? And they were real, real worried about me because I was crazy about them. Crazy about them.
Do you remember anything particularly about the show?
Well, I remember just them coming on and we squealing and screaming and just... You know, crying, and I did all those things. I couldn't believe it. I was just so excited to see him. I don't know why I already loved them, but I did when they were first coming to on the Ed Sullivan Show. How did I know them already? But we did. We couldn't wait till they came.
Yeah, so it's hard to pinpoint the exact memory of the first time you heard the word Beatles or heard a song.
I know it is, because that was the first time I saw them on TV. And yet I already love them, so I don't remember how they came into my consciousness already. And I know I was 16.
And you've always lived in Dayton?
Yes.
Dayton, Ohio. Now, my mother originally was from Dayton, Ohio, too.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
I didn't.
So she was maybe in the same city at the same time.
Yes, she might have been. Aren't we the same age? Were we about the same age?
Practically.
Yeah.
And then I remember when we were driving to Milwaukee, we were talking a lot about your memories of the Beatles.
Yes. Well, then I was a junior in high school, and then by the time I went to college, Rubber Soul was the record. That had just come out the fall of my freshman year at Ohio State, and every night after dinner, we went to the one girl's room who had a nice record player, and we played both sides of the record and sang along with every single song first before we do any work. So every night we did that. So then years later, when I met Hillary's dad, he had been at Miami at the same time I was at Ohio State. We didn't know
Miami, Ohio.
Yeah, Miami of Ohio. And so when we were first dating, he went out and bought me Rubber Soul. He didn't tell me it was Rubber Soul, but he comes back and he said, "This is really the first album I ever bought, and I wanted you to have a copy, because when I was a freshman at Miami, every night we listened to this record before."
Oh, so he had the same experience.
Yes. And I said, "Rubber Soul." And he said, "Oh my God, you that you ruined the whole surprise. I said, nah, not ruined it at all. That just clicks it for me. Yeah, I'll go out with you again.
Now, Hillary, this is your first appearance on the podcast, I believe, right?
That's right.
Now, do you have any memories of growing up and it playing a lot in the house?
Yeah, that's probably most of what was playing in the house, that and just John and Yoko. Some Carly Simon, I remember. But yeah, probably mostly Beatles is what we grew up on.
Now, Brenda, you'd consider yourself a little bit more of a John guy, right?
Yes. Now, to tell the truth, at the very beginning, I was a Paul guy because he was the cute Beatle. And so, you know, we all loved, and he's still cute. My God, he was gorgeous tonight.
He was shaking his little butt tonight.
He did. He did.
He turned around to show us.
Show his cute little butt. Me and Barb were real excited. Look how good he looks. God, he looks great. But then I became, yeah, a real John fan. And so that when John died, how old were you, Hillary? 3?
No, I was 1.
You were only... No.
Yeah, he died in 1980, and I was born in 79.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. But I thought you remembered...
Or not even 1.
No, you had to be 1 because he died in December of
right,
1980.
So in 2 months, I would have been 2.
Yeah, you were almost 2. Well, but that's funny because I remember you thinking that he was one of my best friends because I cried all day when he died.
So wow.
I cried. And me and my best friend were listening to Double Fantasy just like I listened to Rubber Soul every day, both sides, you know.
Yeah.
Listened to both of them and then, oh, he died and oh my God, it was
now,
horrible.
Now, what did your friend say when he died?
Frank heard, I didn't call them the night he died because I heard Howard Cosell announced it on, you know, on Monday Night Football.
3 seconds remaining. John Smith is on the line. And I don't care what's on the line, Howard, you have got to say what we know in the booth.
Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game, no matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous perhaps of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival. Hard to go back to the game after that news flash, which in duty bound we had to take. Frank?
Indeed it is.
And I didn't call them because I knew they, first of all, they didn't watch football, so they'd be already asleep, and I didn't want to ruin their night. So in the morning, on the way to work, Frank heard on the news, a Beatle has been shot. And so Frank goes, oh, let it be Ringo. He feels a little bad about that.
Yeah.
But then it was, oh my God, no, it's John. It was John, who was at that time our favorite.
Did you had Double Fantasy. Did you have other John albums?
Yeah, I had most of them. Shape, Fish, I don't remember all their names.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think I had all of his solo albums.
But not, did you have many Paul solo albums?
No.
Wasn't a big fan of Paul's solo work?
No, not particularly. Until recently, until you've helped me become a fan of Paul's solo work.
So back a couple of years ago, I think it's 3 years ago now.
I think it's 3. When we went to Milwaukee, you mean?
Yeah, we went to Miller Park in Milwaukee. It was a ridiculously hot day.
It's ridiculous. It was 95, I swear. It was so hot.
And the little shuttle bus that we took over there was...
I forgot.
Had no AC.
No!
And then we got there and they wouldn't let you in for like an hour.
It was like an hour. It was an hour. We were wandering around out going, are we ever going to get in? And it's so hot.
And we had super duper nosebleed tickets.
Yeah, we had nosebleed tickets.
But as soon as the first song started playing,
oh my God,
which I believe was 8 days a week.
I believe it was.
I looked over at you, and it was as if you were 16 again.
I know. I was screaming and crying, and my feet were shaking and going all over the place. I was so excited. I just couldn't believe it. It was the best thing in the world.
And then Hillary, I know pretty well. I can relatively predict her behavior usually. during Helter Skelter.
Oh, didn't she go wild?
She just
oh
went.
Oh my goodness!
You went nuts.
So cute.
Did you expect that yourself, Hillary?
Probably not. I think hearing it in concert, I think I didn't realize how much I liked that song. I think it's not played that much because
it's not because of Charles Manson.
I think it got associated with murder.
Yeah, it did.
It's obviously not about that, but it's a great song. I love it.
So we saw him tonight. Now there's been a little bit of a hubbub going around online, some back and forth about, well, should he be performing now? Is his voice up to it? And I think some of the songs showed a little bit of weakness in his voice early on, particularly.
Well, I thought so, but it didn't bother me at all. I mean,
yeah.
In Milwaukee, I didn't notice it at all. I mean, I was amazed that he could still sing in the same register and sing forcefully and sing that long. And yes, it was a little less than that this time, but for heaven's sakes, how old is he? 73, 74?
Yeah.
I think he's 74. I think he just had his 74th birthday. And I thought it was super. And he looked young, and he put on a terrific show. And yeah, he had to put it in a deeper register, but my voice is in a deeper register too.
Well, one of the highlights, I like, there's a whole section in sort of the middle of the concert that they've added that wasn't there when we saw them before.
Right.
Where he played In Spite of All the Danger.
Yeah.
And he played a couple other acoustic things, and I Love Her, I believe, and Love Me Do.
Yes, he didn't do that before.
And I thought those were really good.
I thought they were precious. Precious.
And I think that the songs that he played that were quieter, and his voice is a little weaker, they actually kind of resonate a little bit more emotionally.
Well, you know, sometimes it can be like a musical phrase, and then you write the song on top of that. This next song started with this musical phrase.
Some of the ones with a little bit louder songs with a little bit more needing a little bit more vocals behind it.
Well, his band helped him out, you know. They
yeah.
sounded great and they were loud, and you know, he wasn't quite as loud, but it, you know, I thought the performance was still great. The songs were great, and boy, did they ever put on a show. I mean, you know, it's a great show, and why shouldn't he still put on a show if he wants to?
Now, Hillary, are you embarrassed when I scream Wicks every time I see Wicks Wickens on screen?
I think I didn't know what you were doing, so no.
Well, Wicks was really great tonight. He played, you know, during several songs, including the ones on the floor, he was playing harpsichord, what's that when you have a...
Accordion.
Oh, brother. Accordion. He was playing accordion on several tracks, and he was also harmonica on Let Me Do.
Yeah, he's the one that played the harmonica. He did a great job on that. That was beautiful.
So, great night for Wicks. Now, Live and Let Die, we saw it outdoors, and we also saw it indoors. They don't do quite as much explosions indoors, but they have added a thing where you see the English tower and then it explodes like when the lightning goes off. So I thought that was pretty good.
That got a standing O after that. Couldn't do fireworks like they did it outside, but boy, there was fire and it was quite a show.
He was doing a little bit of more pitter-patter with the audience this time, too.
Lots more. Brought up people from the audience. Announced a baby. The sex of a baby.
Yeah.
Signed the cast of a Nana who's going to give her granddaughter a car if he signs it. You know? That was cute.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, we were jealous. Me and Barb were jealous.
Oh.
We didn't have a sign.
Oh. Yeah, and he gave them a group hug, and we were all jealous of that.
Yeah, we wanted a group hug. me too.
So, what are some highlights you guys thought about the concert?
Blackbird was very effective. I knew that he would play that with what's been going on with the shootings recently, and I had heard he played it the other night in Milwaukee, and I teared up a little bit at that. And the talking that my mom mentioned, he was telling a lot of stories.
Yeah, I love his stories. And it's always touching to me when he sings that sweet song of John and tells people to make sure they speak to the people they love when they have a chance, because he wrote that song after John died and he wasn't able to talk to him.
Yeah, I thought also, for some reason, Something Tonight was really nice.
Something was special because we hadn't heard it done that way, and it also had pictures of the Beatles showing all the time, and he and George especially, and it was very sweet. Very sweet.
Now, our seats in Milwaukee, we really couldn't see a lot of the background stuff.
Right, that's
true. But they have swapped out and put in some newer footage. Mm-hmm. And I thought all that was pretty good. What are a couple of things that stood out for you?
Well, you know, the whole encore stuff, that was all fantastic. You know?
Yeah, high for some reason. I'm not a huge high fan.
But it was great.
But it was great tonight. It was really good.
Really great the way he did it and the whole. Was that in the encore too?
Yeah.
Oh my heavens, what an encore. What were all the songs that he did in the encore?
We did Yesterday, High, Birthday.
Yeah, Birthday. That's everybody's birthday. And it was mine 3 days ago.
Yeah.
The same as Ringo's, by the way.
Christmas July is coming 7th. Up July 23rd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also have one this year, and he said that counts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody with a birthday this year.
Yeah. I found him to be just a little bit looser and more... Sometimes his stories in the past, it's like he's doing the same stories every... Right.
Yeah, you'd heard the same stories over and...
Like the Jimi Hendrix story, he didn't tell the Jimi Hendrix story this time.
Mm-hmm.
He did tell the story about the Russian trip to Russia. He told that the last time, but I felt like he was a lot looser. He was at some point somebody played. He was like, you know, we used to make up. We'd talk about the ways that we make up songs, and then somebody hit a note, and he was like, "Oh, like that? That's pretty good. That's a pretty
that's
good tune.
Started.
Oh, yeah, that could start a nice song." So I thought that was pretty good.
I felt like he just enjoyed himself as much as we enjoyed being with him. I mean, I thought he had a really good time.
Yeah,
it did seem like that. Like he really enjoyed us as an audience. Like, well, we have to go home at some point, don't we? Like, he didn't want to leave, and we didn't want to leave, but...
Yeah.
And I wanted the last thing to be, and in the end, the love to the love we make.
And that was the end.
And that was the end. And it made me cry.
She grabbed me and kind of hurt me. But
he's going to do it. He's going to do it.
I understood.
Sorry, honey. Didn't mean
to. I've gone to see Paul 4 times now, and twice I've gone with Dave, and that's a fun experience because of, you know, we know all the little inside funny jokes and things like that. But going to these two concerts with you and watching you, I almost don't watch the show. I watch you watching the show and how much enjoyment you get out of it. So I'm glad we got a chance to sit and chat all together. And I'm glad we went and saw Paul and heard his 39 songs he played tonight.
It was great. It was just great.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's going to be it for this sort of oddball episode of I've Got a Beatles Podcast. We'll be back next time with... See, we're almost home. So we'll be back with another episode with Dave, probably.
Hi, Dave.
Yeah. So that's it from the road.